BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Janita, I'm 17 and I'm from London. You might not know this, but I'm about to become a huge film star. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio. Scott Mills!
Janita introduced the show today.
Hello.
Hi.
So, Janita, tell me about this film you're in.
Okay, well, basically, last summer, there was, some commotion downstairs, and I was like, what is going on? So I went downstairs, and there was, this big film crew, and then...
Wow, outside your house?
Yeah. Because I live in a block of flats, right? And they're just downstairs, just casually filming, and then I saw Danny Dyer, and I was like, oh my god. And then... And then there's Denise Van Outen and Christopher Biggins, loads of stars, and I was like, oh my gosh. And then the director came up to me and he was like, do you want to be in the film? And I was like, oh my god, yes please. So for the whole of the summer we were basically filming with them.
Hang on a second, so what noise did you hear when you were in your block of flats?
Just shouting.
Right, so you thought, there's someone shouting downstairs, I'll go and find out what's going on.
Yeah.
And it was Danny Dyer and Denise Van Outen shouting.
Yeah.
And Christopher Biggins.
Yeah. Christopher Biggins was covered in red paint, and it was really weird.
What film is this?
It's this film that's coming out later this year, and I don't even know what it's called, but it's meant to be really good, and there's loads of stars in it, and oh god.
So you're just casually going outside and they say, do you want to be in a film, darling?
Yeah. So that was my whole summer last year, just sitting there every day, just being in it.
Are you in it a lot?
I'm in the background a lot.
Wow, who knew it was so easy to appear in movies?
I think I found it.
Have you found the film, Chris?
I think I found it, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's called Run For Your Wife.
Oh, my God, yeah, that rings a bell.
It sounds brilliant.
This looks good, actually. It's got Lionel Blair in.
Oh. Yeah, I met him.
Oh, awesome.
It says, an independent movie based on the international stage comedy smash hit by Ray Cooney.
Yeah.
Neil Morrissey's in it.
Yeah, I met him.
Rolf Harris.
Yeah.
Cliff Richard.
Yeah.
All the A-listers.
All outside your house.
I know, right?
I'm trying to find you.
It was so weird. I couldn't believe my eyes. I was like, this isn't happening, but it was. And it was so cool.
So what did you do?
I just walked around and had to act as if I was just talking to Danny and Denise and stuff like that. And it was really cool.
Just by walking outside your house, you know, this could be a massive, start of a Hollywood career for you.
I wish.
Sarah Harding, she's in it.
Oh,
Girls
God.
Aloud.
Yeah, I met her. She gave me an autograph and a picture.
Wow.
I know.
So, do you think you'll get to go to the Oscars?
Oh, I hope so.
I imagine it'll be nominated if it's got Sarah Harding in.
Oh, it's got Andrew Sachs in.
Oh. Off of Manuel.
Yeah.
Off of the incident that we don't talk about.
I really want to see this.
Move on.
It looks good.
It does. It sounds good. I've not even seen anything, but the cast is stellar.
Shall I see if I can find something about the plot?
I'm all right, thanks.
And I know it's about this guy who's got two wives.
Does it mention you on the cast list at all,
Janita? I don't think it does.
Well, it
but
should.
They took my name down, so
you'll be on the credits.
I hope so. That would be good.
Can we get it added to this webpage I'm looking at?
Can you add stuff yourself?
I'm going to email.
Right, we're going to get you on, all right?
Oh, my gosh, that'd be amazing.
Because I feel at the moment you may have been left out.
Yeah.
But we're going to change that.
Yeah.
Where do you listen to our show, Janita?
Well, I used to listen, on your old slot, but now I've got school and stuff, so I can't really listen. But I'm on study leave this week, so I get to listen all week.
You can always get the free download.
I do. I've been getting the free download for about, 5 years now. Is that really sad?
No. I love it. Imagine if I said, no, it's sad, stop listening to it immediately. Delete everything off your MP3 player.
She doesn't stop laughing.
I know, I like it. Oh, that set her off. Stop it, because it's infectious.
I don't even know what we're laughing about.
How do I?
Oh, my God.
Not even funny.
She's great.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, I'm actually crying.
We need to get you on all the time.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Just to laugh. Right, thank you so much for introducing the show today.
It's all right.
Really good to speak to you.
And you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. Hi, Chris.
Yeah, you good?
Yeah, good. Becky's still off, but she's been tweeting away, I noticed. She's just bored.
She's really bored, isn't she?
Bored and ill at home. She's watched all the episodes she can possibly watch of Holmes Under the Hammer. And now, the start of a new series where my friend Chris tries to find out whether films are like real life or not. You're sitting there, you're watching a movie, and you're thinking to yourself, well, yeah, but would that actually happen in real life? I'm not so sure. So the first film we're trying this out with today is what?
Top Gun.
Classic film. So which bit are you going to reenact? Is it something to do with fighter jets?
No, it's not, actually. No.
Right, okay.
Completely different scene. It's where Tom Cruise goes into the bar as Maverick, the main character.
Yeah.
And he wants to chat up a girl in there who is Kelly McGillis. Is that right?
Kelly McGillis.
That's my research right here. Yeah. Kelly McGillis.
That's right. So you're in a bar. So how do you go about finding out if this would happen in real life?
So I didn't go to a bar. I went to a coffee shop. I took Gemma from the office upstairs to a coffee shop.
So she is your Kelly McGillis.
Yeah.
So what happens in the scene in Top Gun?
So in the scene, he's there. Maverick's in there. He's trying to chat up a girl, and he does it by singing "You've Lost That Loving Feeling." And what happens is everyone in the bar joins in. And he gets the girl. The girl loves it, basically. Yeah. Bish, bash, bosh.
Cool. So you take Gemma out for a chat to this coffee shop.
Yes.
She knows nothing about this.
Well, I'm going to try and do something similar, but I went to a coffee shop instead. And, okay. She had no idea that I was going to pull out the Top Gun moves.
Okay. Let's hear the first bit of you chatting.
Chilled one tonight.
I'm amazed tomorrow.
I want to go to cinema. I haven't been for ages.
I want to go to cinema. I don't know. I want to go and see that Cabin in the Woods.
What's that?
It's the horror one.
So she has no idea this is about to happen.
No. And I sort of sneakily recorded it as well.
So you're about to make your move.
Yeah. So the aim is everyone should join in.
Yeah. And then you try and cop off with her.
And the girl should love it.
Yeah. Okay. Let's find out what happened.
Is it Wednesday of it? I don't even know what day it is.
You never close your eyes when I kiss your lips.
It's any more when I kiss your lips, but that doesn't matter.
Oh, sorry.
So describe the scene. What's happening right now?
So it's a busy, busy coffee shop in a busy part of town. And everyone's just drinking coffee. And I've sort of just looked Gemma in the eye and started.
Obviously, the idea of the film, if it was like real life, is everyone would join in and the girl would love it.
Yeah.
And flirt with you massively.
Yeah.
Okay, let's continue.
And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips.
What are you doing? Just a bit embarrassed right now. Why are you singing?
It doesn't sound like she's flirting with you much at the moment.
No. It's not going quite how the movie went.
But I'm sure we'll get to that, won't we?
You're trying hard not to show it. But baby, you know it.
Now, in the movie, this is the bit where absolutely everybody in the bar joins in.
Yeah.
Let's see if it's true to real life.
You've lost that loving feeling.
Okay, I'm leaving.
Oh, that loving feeling.
Stop it, I'm sticking.
You've lost that loving feeling, now you're gone.
Seriously?
Gone, gone. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
Go now.
Okay, so nobody joined in.
No.
But there was some clapping.
I think they loved it. I think they thought I was going to propose, worryingly.
She didn't sound like she was flirting, though. She wasn't like Kelly McGillis in the film so much.
No, she didn't love it so much.
But I liked the clapping.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Listen.
So embarrassing.
Yeah.
Wow. Was she absolutely devastated by that? I can imagine she probably was.
Yeah, Gemma.
Gemma. Come on.
I did. How are you feeling?
Don't talk to me.
How are you feeling?
I'm the most embarrassed I've ever felt in my life. People are clapping at me, and you. This is weird.
I think they thought I was going to propose to you.
I don't know what they thought.
It's meant to be like Top Gun.
Whatever, Chris. Never again. We're off. Done.
Oh, she sort of walked off then.
That went well.
We haven't spoken since.
So in the movie, like, Kelly McGillis, once Tom Cruise has sang, she's like, hey, sit down. I'm not getting the feeling that she did that.
Well,
so
no. No, exactly.
Stop. Give me a hug.
No.
Gemma, give me
I'm
a hug.
I'm hugging you. I'm mad.
Oh, she's doing that girl thing. No, I'm not hugging you. Get out of my face. Mm. I'm mad. Right, so, in summary, Chris, in the first of this series, what have we gathered?
Top Gun is not like real life.
If you have any more suggestions of other films that we could try and reenact to see if they are like real life, get in touch. The Scott Mills Daily. Some good suggestions coming in. A really good one from a couple of people. A scene from Terminator 2 with Arnold Schwarzenegger. We can see if that is true to real life or not. I wonder what...
Are we saying which one? Or
we'll find out from there. Terminator 2, yeah. Oh, not the scene, no. We'll keep that a secret. And a lot of people saying the scene, the famous scene from When Harry Met Sally, I think that's been done. Can you try and destroy a Death Star at all?
Right.
Like Luke Skywalker did?
Oh, we can just
try. Just to see if that's true to real life or not.
I guess so.
That's one of the suggestions coming in. Thanks for these.
There's loads coming in, isn't there?
There is a lot, yeah. Oh no, that's a spoiler! If you haven't seen that film... Oh, what an idiot.
Oh, the Death Star.
Oh, no. That's like the main bit. I've spoiled it for people that still haven't seen it. I'm so sorry. Awful.
Just say you were pretending. Just say you were testing them.
That's not really what happened. La, 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 la. Can I just say, I am really bored of having fat hands.
I saw you tweet about this yesterday. What's
up? It's really getting me down. And I was asking people on Twitter last night, is there any kind of surgery you can have for fat hands? And people were just saying, no. Go on a diet, you fat pig. Sew your lips together. Close the fridge, etc. Which didn't really help me when I was feeling so down about it. Okay, here's the thing. I am not really one for jewellery, but I do have two rings. One on each finger. And they don't really have any sentimental value to me at all. Like, it's not given to me by anyone special. I just thought I'd get them. And that's probably about 10 years ago. Mm. I'll be honest. I got them off a market stall.
Nothing wrong with that?
No, not at all. And they're all right, but they're not, like, anything special, are they? This one has been bugging me for a while on my left hand. It's on the third finger of my right hand. Left hand, sorry. And it feels a bit snug, like it's starting to cut off the blood supply. Hence, right. I should probably go on a diet. But I don't think the weight goes to your fingers, does it?
I don't know.
Like, if you lose weight, do your fingers and hands shrink as well?
I don't know. You tell me, you're the expert.
I've got no idea. Anyway, so, I am starting to stress out about this, okay? I want to get this ring off my finger. I'm bored of it, I don't like seeing it anymore.
You don't like it.
I don't like it, and it's time for a change. So yesterday, I was walking past quite a posh jeweller's. And I thought, well, if anyone knows how to get it off, because I've been trying for ages with, like, all sorts of, like, soap. I've been trying washing up liquid. I tried butter, old school. Not coming off. So I thought, well, if anyone knows how to do it, a jeweller's will. So I, for at least half an hour, after the show yesterday, am stood in one of the poshest jeweller's in London, and they have got me a small plastic cup of cold water. And I am in front of all of the other customers, just having my finger in the cup of water, hoping that that will reduce the swelling and that they can get the ring off.
See, this is the problem. You can't get your ring off.
I can't get it off.
Right.
But this is like a really, really posh place with really loads of snooty people in buying really expensive jewellery.
And they were happy to do this for you, they try were like, and remove your ring.
Yeah, I just thought, well, They'll know what to do.
Yeah.
They must do this all the time. So I said, would you mind terribly? I'm really sorry. I'm not going to buy anything. But would you see if you can get this off? And she was like, yeah, it looks like it'll come off easily. So she tugs away at it.
Yeah.
Nothing happens for about 10 minutes, which is embarrassing enough because there's all customers around. Then she's like, give me a second. I'm like, well, what's she going to bring out? Some kind of miracle liquid that will make the ring a bit looser and get it off my finger?
Yeah.
No, just a standard cup of cold water. And I'm there. And also, the cup was really full, so it splashes all over the kind of glass display. And I'm just there with my
finger
ring in the water,
yeah,
waiting for it to go down.
Okay. And it has the ring been removed from the finger?
Like. Well, have a look at my finger.
Right.
So after half an hour of me having my finger in cold water, waiting for the swelling to go down. By the way, it's not helping that I'm really stressed out by this. Mm. So that's making my fingers swell up bigger and fatter than it ever has been before.
Yeah.
She's like, the other customers are looking, so maybe we'll go into a back office. So then we have to go into the back office of this really posh jeweller's. Mm. Then I spend another 10 minutes with my hand in another cup of colder water. Because she's like, oh, I don't think the water's cold enough. It's gone warm now. Eventually, I'm like, okay, well, this must be it. I've been in here like nearly an hour now with my finger, just my index finger in cold water. Yeah. Surely she's going to remove it. So she twists it and twists it and twists it. It's not coming off. I completely wasted my time.
So
that's it.
That, brilliant.
That is it. After
so
all that.
You're strong. You can't remove it.
No, I right. can't. And I thought she had some kind of magical way of doing it. She doesn't.
You did say you've got two rings, one on each finger. And a lot of people are now texting and saying, have you just got two fingers?
No. I did say that, didn't I? That makes it sound like I've got just the two fingers. I don't. I've got a full set on each hand, thanks. But no, I can't get it off. And loads of people will now text in saying, oh, here's a way of getting it off. I've tried all of them. I've tried every single one. Mm. And it's not happening. Do you think I can take pliers to myself? Will that wrench it off or will that break my finger?
Let me have a go.
No, I'm all right. But thanks anyway to the lady that put my finger in a cup of cold water for 40 minutes, which did absolutely nothing at all.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Nicole Scherzinger. And
oh,
before
Nicole
that,
Scherzinger.
It was Twin Atlantic. Twin Atlantic.
Yes.
And Make a Beast of Myself.
And make a Beast of Myself is a song?
That's a song.
I make a beast of myself almost every day.
That's true.
Yes, it's important.
Here he is. It's David Hasselhoff.
Are you playing the theme from the... What is that?
It's just ominous music.
Oh, I see. This is music from Flesh and Fish.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm actually really great. I'm kind of always great.
You're always great these days. You look really chilled, really relaxed.
I am. I have a Welsh girl on my bed, so I'm happy.
All right.
Yes.
A Welsh bird.
Welsh bird.
Lad.
Know. Yes.
You, David Hasselhoff, are officially a lad.
Yeah.
I'm a lad.
You are a lad.
I'm a lad. Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
Do you know what?
What?
You probably don't know or care, but it's coming up to the 5th year anniversary of us being friends.
The 5th year anniversary when you went on saying, I'm about to go meet my childhood idol, the Knight Rider.
Yeah, they made me say that.
Yes, I know.
But, no, I tell you where I first met you. It was the premiere of the film Click.
Oh.
With Adam Sandler, and you were at the premiere in Leicester Square in London, and that was when we were playing your song, Jump in My Car.
Yeah.
Actually, it might be longer than 5 years, but I've kind of known you properly for 5 years. But then I heard you go, who is this Scott Miles guy? and then it was beautiful from there on in.
You were responsible for making me a hit, and so we need another one, you know. I
know, it's about time you did another one.
I know, I can't keep singing that song in the discos. It's just getting old. You know, Jump in My Car, jump in something else for a minute.
Yeah, well, maybe talk to the people that wrote Jump in My Car about the follow-up.
Maybe. I'm actually talking to a little group called LMFAO about doing something, so that might be fun.
Right, well, here's the thing. I noticed that you are in the video for LMFAO, Sorry for Party Rocking.
Yeah.
How did that happen? How are you friends with LMFAO?
I went over to Belfast, did the MTV Awards. It's like crazy. I walked in, and there was Justin Bieber. He goes, Hoff! I went, Beef! Let's go to the hospital. And it was just like, everybody seems to know who the Hoff is. It's really bizarre. You know, Bruno Mars is coming out. I mean, Lady Gaga, she went on stage and said I had a big, well, whatever. And
face.
Yeah, big face. And they just all seemed to know me. And LMFAO, I wanted to meet them. And it turns out that they, you know, Berry Gordy's their dad. And so...
Famous record producer.
Unbelievable. Yeah. He started Motown. And so... he's the father and the grandfather of Sky and Red, and they're just the nicest people ever. And so that's how I got to meet him.
Yeah, and then you're in the video. Amazing.
They asked me to be in the video, and now I just keep running into Sky everywhere I go, and we're talking about doing a song, because I need another song besides Baywatch and jump in my car when I go to the discos. It gets quite wild at the discos.
Yeah, you need another one for the kids.
Yeah.
I think LMFAO are the people to bring that for you.
I hope so.
Definitely.
Hope so. Yes.
Now, this new film.
Yes.
What's going on?
Well, here's...
right,
you know,
I remember about a year ago, I rang you for a chat, and you're like, I'm just in North Carolina fighting some piranhas. Now, that for you, that's just a normal thing to say, so I just glossed over it. And now it all makes perfect sense.
Well, last time you were in Zimbabwe and I was fighting a snake.
I was in Uganda.
Oh, you get, well, same difference.
And then I was watching you on TV because your film was on primetime, Anaconda 3.
Yeah, what?
I don't like to mention it. You keep bringing it up. I don't know why you made it either.
In Uganda, there's only one time, and that is primetime.
Anyway,
yes,
this new film. So the phone conversation about fighting piranhas now makes sense because this new film is called Piranha 3DD.
Yes.
Did you know when you signed up, David Hasselhoff, that this would be a film involving fish and massive boobs?
Well, actually, in the history of film, there's been Citizen Kane, there's been 2001, there's been Star Wars, Ingmar Bergman, The Seven Seal, Gone with the Wind, and now... Piranha 3DD.
Yeah.
You know, I think and when we die, you know, people will say these are six monster films, and Piranha 3DD is clearly up there with them. And I mean, it's about flesh and fish.
Yeah.
How could you go wrong with flesh and fish? Mm. I made a living on Baywatch with flesh.
That's right. Exactly.
And fish.
Did it take you back to those heady days of Baywatch a little bit? Did you feel like, oh, I'm back in?
Yeah, it took me back. It took me really way back. As a matter of fact, this is not a film for the squeamish. As a matter of fact, you may never take a bath again after you see this film.
Okay.
It's quite over the top. It's for that kind of like 18 to 35 year old group of people that just want to watch a bizarre movie and laugh.
Can I ask, what is your role in the film?
Oh, well, I was honored to play the role of David Hasselhoff. And I don't know how I got it. I mean, I auditioned at least five times. But I said, hi, I'm David Hasselhoff. And, you know, I'm not a lifeguard, you know. I never have been one. So I had to say, I'm not a lifeguard. I never have one. I did have to call a lady Toro, which made me feel bad because, you know, I said, hey, back off, Toro. And then I said, is it okay if I call you Toro? And she goes, yeah, that's how I get work. So I said, okay, Toro. And I got to play David Hasselhoff. And it was difficult because, I mean, I had fight scenes with fish.
Right.
Are you
a lifeguard in it?
I play David Hasselhoff, the lifeguard. Yeah.
Okay.
And I got a little of blood in my eye when I did it. But the director, you know, said, hey, are you okay to go on with that? And I said, sure. So I've still got a little bloodshot in my eye. Can you see it? A little blood right
there? Oh,
Yeah, that's fish blood. Yeah. But it's a fantastic film. It's very, very exciting and outdoes just about every film you've ever seen. And I've already heard there is a sequel to it.
Oh, God.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Piranhas on a Plane.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, you know, piranhas, you know, just enter the plane through the vents or walk.
Yeah. Also, you just sent me a text earlier saying that you're bringing piranhas with you, and we can't have that. That's health and safety nightmare.
I know. I left them in the lobby. Yes, the lady's playing with my piranhas in the lobby.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
I was going to ask you then. Oh, yes.
What?
Yeah. So, you've been off Twitter for a while.
I have.
Why is that? Been busy?
Yeah, I've been really busy. I've been working and doing a lot of different things, you know, commercials and films.
A Christmas film?
Stuff. I did a Christmas film called The Christmas Consultant, where I play Owen. Very, very much kind of over-the-top, like wedding planner, like Martin Short was in Father of the Bride, and it was a lot of fun. It was, I try to do something for everybody, so... The Christmas Consultant comes out at Christmas, of course, and that's for the kids and the families, like Home Alone. And then Piranha 3DD comes out for the squeamish at heart.
It's this weekend.
Yes.
You know, like in Baywatch, did you choose the girls yourself? To be in the series.
Yes.
So you handpicked them.
Well, Yeah, I kind of handpicked them.
You were the boss.
We never really auditioned them. We just said, wow, yes.
Yeah, you'll do.
No. You know, we acted like, you know, we would audition them. Brilliant. But we never really auditioned them because either they looked super hot or not, you know. So
you're so shallow.
Shallow is a good word to use for this, you know.
There we are. You heard it first. There were no auditions for Baywatch. Girls just turned up. He went, "Yes, you're hot. You're on."
Yeah. Swimming was a big deal.
Yes. If they could swim, obviously. Yeah.
There were certain ones that could not swim, and it was sad because they were so hot. I said, "Are you sure you can't swim?" "No, I can't swim." So I said, "Well, maybe you can be rescued." "No, I can't go in the water." And I said, "Well, come on, man. You know, we made her like a captain."
Right. And did you get to choose the girls for this film, Piranha 3DD?
I did choose the girls that are in bed with me in the show. There are two girls in bed with me in the show. Well, but they're closed. They're closed. They're closed.
They
have clothes on.
And do they turn into piranhas?
No, but I wish that they would have. No, they didn't.
Why? Why would you ever wish a girl would turn into a piranha, you weirdo?
Well, I can't say that. I was going to say Never mind that. It
sounds like a great, fun film.
Your mother would really like it.
No, she would not. You know that.
Yeah, your mother.
She wouldn't.
If your mother goes to see this, she'll never take a bath again.
She sends her love, by the way.
Thank you very much.
You always give my mum a lot of love, and she loves you back.
I love her dearly,
It's almost a year now since she saw you almost naked.
Almost naked?
Yeah, you don't remember this. It was at the last year when you did Britain's Got Talent. We came to your dressing room to say hi in the final, and you got changed, and there was a mirror, and she saw everything, pretty much.
Oh, well, she saw the piranha.
She saw everything, yeah.
Okay, all right.
How are you feeling about not being on that show? Have you seen any of it?
Everybody asked me the same question. You know, I get a lot of people on my Twitter that I don't do right now. They keep saying, you know, "Why aren't you on Britain's Got Talent?" And I say, "I don't know." And, a lot. And today and the last few days when I've been in town for several different reasons, everyone asked me the same question. How do you feel about not being on the show? It was great being on the show. I loved Simon Cowell and I loved all the people. I would have come back if they asked me, but no one's asking me. So
bye.
I'll watch. Bye.
Yeah.
I'd rather to be honest, it's more fun to be on stage.
Yeah.
You know, when you're in the audience and you see somebody whistling out of their nose and you look up and you say, "How do I tell this person that they need to go back to prison?" You know, or you know, go back to taking more medication because they're really weird.
And also, you did a lot of America's Got Talent, so you've sat through thousands of auditions.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've got news for you.
You know,
since we last spoke on this new series, there is a good dog act.
There's the good dog act.
There
really?
Is a dog that can sing. It can talk. It can twirl on its own. It never messes up.
Right.
It can like do star jumps.
Really?
Can it not?
Yeah,
it can roller skate.
Really?
Fluent in French.
Fluent.
And
well.
It can speak French.
I think that
it's
you
called Pudsey.
Maybe it could be, you know, dog 3DD.
Well, yeah.
You know, I mean,
I'm just going to say you've
always got to be a double D.
No, if you've got 6Ds. Yeah, dog 6D.
I'm just.
Everywhere you go, there's dog breasts.
Oh,
you can say dog.
You can say dog breasts.
Okay,
I can't.
You can't. Okay. All right. Well, dog.
I'm just letting you know you missed a really good dog act on Britain's Got Talent. It just wasn't your year.
I'm freaking sorry that I missed the dog act. You know, I've never seen a good dog act in my life. Well, I have seen a couple dog acts in my life, but those were in my youth.
I'm going to play a song now.
Oh, good.
And that's by B.O.B. and it's called So Good. And then we'll be back with the Hoff, and we've got some questions. Questions from our listeners. It's Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1.
B.O.B.
B.O.B.
And So Good.
So Good.
Are you going to copy everything I say?
I am.
Well, you didn't then, did you? In your face.
In your face, infinity.
David Hasselhoff is here.
I am.
And as he so often is. But I like it that you come in.
It's fun. It's easy.
It is easy. We have a laugh, don't we, Dave?
We have a laugh.
Tommy.
Yes.
And now it's time for What Would the Hoff Do?
What?
You know,
would the
like,
Hoff do?
often I wake up in the morning and I'm faced with a difficult situation, and I think to myself, what would my friend David Hasselhoff do in this situation?
And you don't get up.
No. I stay back in bed for the rest of the day. Hashtag WWHD on Twitter. What would the Hoff do? Hi, Sam.
Hi.
I understand you've got a situation and maybe only the Hoff can help.
Yeah, I'm in a bit of trouble with my girlfriend.
Go on.
Basically, on Monday, I went to Bacoli with my friend, and then afterwards we went out of Nando's. I had a lot of food, and basically at night my girlfriend wanted to have food with me. So I went to football after the Nando's, and then after football went to her house.
Right.
And basically she asked me what I had to eat that day, and she was adamant she was going to cook me something to eat. So I lied to her and said all I had was a pasty. And then she cooked me a massive meal of more chicken and chips.
Double chicken.
Yeah, it's bad.
So what you're saying is you ate a lot of chicken without your girlfriend's knowledge the other day.
Yeah, but that's not the end of the story.
Right.
So I thought I got away with it. I ate the chicken and chips and was fine.
With her, yeah.
Yeah, with her. But then yesterday morning I got a text saying, I can't believe you lied to me. I only went and left my receipt on her floor.
So you left the receipt from the restaurant without her being there on the floor.
Yeah.
So now she knows that you filled up before her chicken and chips.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Wow. Yeah.
But what would the Hoff do?
Well, I think that the most important thing to do is to take her out for chicken.
Is she in a mood with you, Sam?
Well, she was in a bit of a mood yesterday. I was only getting one kiss on the text. But
I hate that.
I would take her to see Piranha 3 Double D.
Yeah,
that would cheer her.
There's no chicken in that movie, and when you leave, you'll love fish. She will love fish, and the word chicken will never be mentioned again because you can't be a chicken to see this movie. It's like very intense.
When you fall out with a girl like Sam has done here, what do you do to make it better?
Run away.
Well, you must be. I reckon you're quite romantic.
No, you know, I'm not good at falling out. I run away because most of the women that I break up with really they come after me. Right. So I usually run away. You know,
You buy presents for them to make up?
Oh yeah. Well, with Haley, when we got into a row, is that how you say a fight? A row?
Row fight?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I sent her flowers and chocolates and by her door, and she was really mean though because she'd open the door and take the chocolates and slam the door, and then you know then she'd take the flowers and slam the door. You know, then I tried other thing. You know, I brought her, you know, small men. And
Sorry?
I brought her small men, you know, and just, you know, as a kind of a Hoff alike, you know.
You bought her small men?
Yeah, I put them outside the door.
What, actual people?
Yes, actual people. But, you know, they weren't like small men for her to sleep with. They were small men that would walk in and say, he's really sorry, you know.
So hang on a second. You hired... When you had an argument with your girlfriend, you hired a group of small people to stand outside your girlfriend's door.
Right.
And when she opened the door, he's really sorry.
He's really sorry. I didn't want anybody big and hunky because she probably would take them in, you know. So I hired only small men that, you know, formerly played, you know, rugby or something like that. But former players, not like real players. And then they would say, he's sorry. He's really sorry. And then would give her chocolates and it worked.
So, Sam, what you need to do is just hire a group of small blokes.
My boss is a small man.
Yeah, get him to go round.
All right.
That's perfect, all right?
That'll work.
Yeah, that'll be great.
And that's what the Hoff would do. Thanks,
that's
Sam.
Right. Good luck, Sam.
Next, it's Matt. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. What's your situation?
My situation is, what would the Hoff do when you have got ready, you're going out on a night in the town, you've all dressed to kill, you've got your favourite brand of aftershave on, you go out, go to a few bars, a few clubs. You need to go and freshen up, so you go to the toilet, and there's a toilet attendant there, and he doesn't have your brand of aftershave. So, do you go au naturel, or do you mix and match?
Okay, so there's a situation where he's dressed to kill, he's on a night out, he goes to the toilet. I don't know whether you have this in America, but in our toilets, in clubs, you normally have a man there with a selection of colognes and aftershaves, right, and some lollipops. Are you aware of that? Have you ever seen that in a club before?
Well, that's sad, though. Does he just stay there all night?
He stays there all night.
You give him a pound, and then he freshens you up.
How does he freshen you up?
Well, he's got a selection of colognes by the sink.
And each cologne is only worth a pound?
Well,
no, you don't get the whole bottle.
Really. You just get a spray.
Gives you a little spray.
Gives you a little spray, yeah. So, and if he doesn't have your brand, what would you do?
Well, what do you do? Do you spray with a rogue brand, or do you just go au naturel and hope for the best?
I think that you have usually the guy in the bathroom breathe on you. Because obviously if he's been in there for a long time, he probably smells beautifully. Like, you know, when you go to like a Bed Bath and Beyond,
a cosmetics shop.
The whole place smells so nice.
Yeah. It's lush.
Yeah, it's lush, man. My girlfriend loves that word, lush. Everything's lush. So maybe the guy is lush in a masculine way. So I think you would get a hug from the guy in there. Say, would you please hug me?
And then you smell of all of the aftershaves.
All of the aftershaves, and you can't go wrong.
So, Matt, what you need to do next time is hug the toilet attendant.
Nice. I'll bear that in mind.
And that's what the Hoff would do. Thanks,
Matt. That's right. Hug the toilet.
Next, all the way from Denmark, we've got a Danish fan on.
Wow, I love Danish.
I love Danish. Hello, Klaus.
Hello, Scott. Hello, Hoff.
Hello.
Hello.
What would you like to know?
What's that?
What would you like to know? What's your situation?
Well, I have a question for the Hoff, because I watched the trailer for Piranha 3DD, and I must say, Hoff, or soon to be Sir Hoff, looks very great in it. And my question is, I have a friend that I train, and he's always complaining in the gym that, oh, my muscles are sore and I can't train, and oh, it hurts. And I know that you can't have any gain without pain. But what do I do to my friend, because he's kind of on the verge of quitting and kind of doesn't want to do it all the time? What would the Hoff do in that situation?
So you've got a friend that you're trying to get into shape. You're forcing him to go to the gym with you, Klaus, but he is not having any of it and keeps complaining about sore feet, sore legs, sore hands, sore hair, everything. What do you do?
Well, this comes back to the small man syndrome. I would hire at least like 20 or 30 women and you know, pay them a nominal fee to show up and tell this man that he is the man of their choice. And after he sees the type of women that are showing up, and they don't have to be, unattractive, but they should be older, older and kind of like.
She's like Pretty Woman.
Some sort of hair coming out of the weird wrong places, and then when he sees these women, he will definitely want to go back to the gym like right away.
Okay.
And the trainer would say, "Hey, dude, you need to work out because you're attracting the wrong women. Maybe even a couple women dressed like men, or men with You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. On the border.
Yeah, men with women dressed as men. How do you say it over here? Chicks with.
Yeah. Okay, I get that. So there we are. That's what you should do, Klaus.
I need to prostitute.
No, not at all.
No, we're not saying that.
Saying that, Klaus. But anyway, good luck with that. That's what the Hoff would do.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thankfully, just the one more.
Well, yes.
Hello.
Small men, hairy women.
Who's on line four?
Hi, Scott. It's Scott from Devon.
Hi, Scott from Devon. What's your situation for the Hoff?
Situation is you've gone out, you've got in and you got home, you're hungry, you want some toast. You go for the toaster, you make the toast, you butter it, you put it in your mouth, just back in your mouth, and you drop it, and it lands butter side down. What would the Hoff do in that situation? Does he bin it, or does he pick the fluff off and eat it?
So you've got some toast, you've just made it.
Right, thank you for translating.
And I know, I am translating. And then, the toast...
No, you don't toast, you don't eat it, it's on the floor.
No, but there's a 3-second rule, isn't there?
What do you mean?
You know when I cooked, ages ago, when I cooked those steaks at your house?
Yes.
I dropped one of them on the floor.
Right.
And you ate that.
Did you know about this?
Yeah, but we put the steak back...
No, but I dropped it and didn't tell you, but actually, I was observing the 3-second rule. It was only on the floor of your house for 3 seconds, so I picked it up and put it back on the plate, and you ate it.
No, yeah, I think that the guy should...
Well, what would you do, Hoff?
What would I do? If I dropped a piece of toast on the floor and had fluff all over it?
Yeah.
Throw the freaking thing away.
Would you though? It's a gorgeous piece of toast. Taste me.
Well, I don't know. Your mom, if it was your mom's toast, I would definitely have it because your mom makes great toast. Even if, and your floor is very clean at your home.
Thank you.
It depends on the floor.
She did make you a cheese toastie once, my mom.
I loved that. I was so hungry when I got there. I knocked on the door and I said, "Hi, she said, you're David Hasselhoff." I said, "Can I have a cheese sandwich?" And she said, "Sure."
That is a true story.
Yeah.
She's ridiculous.
It's true.
And she's absolutely ridiculous.
I remember her coming out because it was a really hot day and she came out into the garden and went, "Do you want me to cut the crusts off, David?"
Yeah.
She actually said that.
She did.
She did cut the crusts off for you.
Right, right.
Because that's how you roll.
I know.
Anyway, so the answer there, is Scott, is don't eat the toast.
Don't eat the toast. I'm liking the 3-second rule, though, Scott, that you said.
Yeah. It applies.
Cool.
And that's what the Hoff would do.
That's right. And that's what the Hoff would do.
Well, do you know what? It's been brilliant having you in today.
Thank you very much.
It's been really good to see you.
See you at the movie.
Well, you won't.
Yeah,
but,
okay.
And when will you...
I'll bring it over.
When are you next back so you can pop in for a little chat?
In about an hour.
Excellent.
Okay.
Thanks, Hoff.
Thanks, Phil.
Love you. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Chris wasn't here for a lot of the interview with David Hasselhoff. Well, you were here, but you had your back turned to
us.
I had
to turn away.
Why?
It got too much.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
I'm still laughing. That was amazing.
If you missed the Hoff, he was on form today. That'll be on the free download later. There were so many bits that you could take out of that, really. I definitely want to listen back to that because I don't know what happened at the interview. I think I need to hear it again. And something else would jump out at me every time. Oh, What's Occurring is coming up at 3. You've lost it. What was your favourite bit?
Dog's poo.
What?
The dogs.
The dogs. You're actually crying.
Move on.
Some people are doubting that Klaus is actually from Denmark. One of the people that we spoke to on What Would the Hoff Do? He said he was. Pounder was taking the calls there. Was he actually in Denmark?
Yes.
You had to ring a Denmark number.
Yes.
There we are.
Definitely
to all the doubters there, like Dean Roberts and Stee on Twitter, who's saying he sounded Scottish. He is an actual Danish. Thank you. The Hoff was brilliant today. Made my dissertation almost fun. That's from Andy, also on Twitter. He was good. Listen again on iPlayer later, or it'll be on the podcast. Well, today is strange. So, David Hasselhoff. And then tonight, it's dinner with Engelbert Humperdinck. Had anyone... forgotten about this?
I'd completely forgotten, given the whole Hasselhoff thing.
Are you on board, one that doesn't speak? I did say that today, the two famouses we're meeting have a combined age of 423, and they do. So tonight, we've got the early bird special with Engelbert, because he's got to go to bed. So it's 6 for 6:30.
A restaurant
really near Radio 1. If you're not aware of Engelbert Humperdinck, he used to hang out with, like, Elvis and Jimi Hendrix back in the 60s. He sold something ridiculous, like 80 million albums. And recently, was still, like, number 65 on the rich list. If my gran was alive, she would be so excited and almost tearful that I was meeting Engelbert Humperdinck
tonight. Is this like the Justin Bieber of
Seriously, it? He was a big deal off of gran. She would be, like, so happy that I'm meeting him. Like, he was an absolute hero.
Right.
He is representing the UK in Eurovision this year. And tonight, we're all going out with him. You might want to Google him a bit first, Chris.
I'm going to do that.
Like,
I know
your
about
research.
Lesbian Seagull and all that.
Yeah, he did. But that's not his biggest hit, to be honest. If you said that to him as an opening gambit tonight over dinner, I love that biggest hit you did, Lesbian Seagull, he won't be impressed.
Right.
Because I know I've said that before, but it's not. Like, there's a song called Release Me from back in the day. That was big.
Well, I'll give it a look.
Have you heard the Eurovision entry yet?
I still haven't.
You need to also listen to that to be able to comment on it. He can hold a note. He's 76 years of age. Now, what do we do? Do we go old school with the menu?
Well, what are we having?
I'm thinking prawn cocktail, like steak, Black Forest Gatto.
Very nice.
You know? Keep it old.
Right.
I think he'll love that. And also... I know someone that went to his house yesterday, someone that's been filming for BBC Eurovision. He's got an actual pub in his garden. Not just a room that is a pub, a proper pub in his back garden.
I think, what do you know what? I think we should try and get him out. I think we should do karaoke, take him out to a club. Yeah. I think you're underplaying. He won't be in bed by six. Let's take him out somewhere.
Well, the thing is, because of the time difference in Azerbaijan, week after next, he's going to stay up till at least 3 a.m. because that's when the final is.
Yeah, but he's not just an old. He's an OA lad. He's an OAL.
He's an OAL. Yeah.
Old age lad.
Definitely. Pub in his back garden in Leicester. Come on. Anyway, we'll report on our night out with the Eurovision entry for this year tomorrow.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Oh, hello, Nick Grimshaw.
Oh, hello, Scott Mills.
I like seeing you.
And it's nice, isn't it?
Sometimes miss your face.
Ah, well, you can't even see it now. There's a computer. There
I
you go.
I can see you now.
Hi.
You just missed Hasselhoff.
I know, I'm upset about that. I was upstairs. I didn't know he was there.
Have you met him?
Yes. We hosted a show together, me, you and him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's awkward, isn't it? That's really awkward.
Yeah, I love it.
Just shows you...
showbiz, isn't it?
Shows you how far my memory goes back.
Yeah, just to last August.
That was...
Wasn't even a year ago.
The Fun and Filth Cabaret. You know, he just told me he's doing his own show in Edinburgh this year.
What?
Yeah.
So ditched us.
No, I think he'll still be part of ours if we want him, but we can just bin him off. You get someone else.
So what's he doing?
I have no idea. I'm not even sure I'm allowed to say.
Fun and Filth Cabaret.
No, he's not doing that. But with I think you. He's doing like some kind of one-man show.
Okay.
We'll get him on.
Okay.
He's a turn.
Do you remember the picture of me, you and the Hoff, and it was our faces, but just the Hoff's chin?
Oh, yeah.
Because Laura, whose job it is to take pictures here...
missed out the most important
missed
person.
Missed out his face.
Arguably.
Yeah.
Right, thanks for agreeing last minute.
That's okay. I was just doing work upstairs.
Playing this.
Show
we literally just... Greg's very busy at the moment, so we just literally went, who's around? And thank God you're here.
Yeah, being professional upstairs.
Oh, what's occurring?
Right, today on I What's Occurring, chance to win some Scott Mills points. It's a simple missing words in pop songs round. So 10 points for every word that you guess correctly.
Oh, what's occurring?
Play along at home. Let me know how many points you got and how many you get after this. 81199. There's a really old song by Kylie called, it's not her best work, called Shocked.
Never heard of it.
There's a really bad... All I remember is a really bad rap in the middle, not by her, but by someone awful. This is the song, but what's the missing word?
Oh, I remember. Let's say that one more time.
What could it be?
I'm going to go shaved.
Shaved to my very foundations.
Yes.
That's okay. Horrible. That is awful.
I was shaved to my very foundations.
Ew.
I don't think it is shaved. I reckon she's waxed, Kylie. She looks like that kind of lady. Because rich. I'm going to go
smooth.
Shook.
Shook. So Grimmy says shook. Chris says shaved. It's rocked.
Ah. Oh.
Yeah. No points.
That. Both wrong.
And next, Enrique Iglesias.
Yes.
What even is that song?
Never heard that ever.
What's the missing word?
I really want to say what I think it is. I went to see Enrique once.
Me too. We were probably there and didn't
That's
see
him. That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. Why did you do that?
I don't know. I struck up an unlikely friendship with him after an interview.
So did you.
Yes.
Did you as well?
Here's the thing.
Oh, God.
after an interview, he's the only pop star I've ever met who's like, so, do I have to go now or can we continue chatting?
Oh, I thought I was special.
Oh,
maybe
sorry.
He does that to everyone.
Awkward.
Have you ever been treasure hunting with him?
No.
Isn't that what you did?
I did metal detecting.
Oh, metal
detecting. Did you?
That was it.
In your spare time or for the telly?
It was for the radio, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Anyway, what's the missing word?
Sorry.
Addicted.
Yeah, I can't think of anything funny to say there. Addicted.
Yes, 10 points each. He didn't do that one at the concert.
No, got the hook, that one. B-side.
And next, what's the missing word here? So let's go round for old time's
They said we never make it my Santa. Always remember me.
Remember the noise acts?
Yes.
What's the missing word?
What do you think, Chris?
Do you want to hear it again?
I never... So let's go around for old time's sake. I'll never f*** you. I'm going to go flossed.
I never flossed you.
Yeah. I never flossed you.
Yeah.
I'm going to go... liked.
It's difficult, isn't it?
I never liked you. Why would you floss someone else?
I don't know.
Mind you, I've shaved you.
Oh, why would you say this?
I did shave you once.
Why would you say
this? I shaved his face, yeah, because he'd never had a wet shave before, so I had to teach him how to do it.
Right.
Anyway. I'll never forget you. Oh, it's Forget. Which is the name of the song as well. How We Forgot.
We Forgot.
And next, this is a song, is it by Airhead? I don't think this ever registered on any charts anywhere, but what's the missing word? Again. Something sheep.
Loving sheep. Love to love them sheep.
Are you saying loving?
Yeah.
Grimsaurus says, I've been loving sheep.
I'm going to stick with shaving.
I've been shaving sheep.
Yeah.
Oh, it's counting.
Counting.
No points. Next one on the missing words round on Oh, What's Occurring? Mark Cohn? Yeah, I got a first class ticket, but I'm as blue as a boy can be. Then I'm f***ing in Memphis. F***ing with my feet 10 feet off a beam. F***ing in Memphis. But do I really feel the way I feel? Beautiful song, that. Cher did a version of that as well.
Yeah.
Much better.
I quite like the Mark Cohn version.
What's the missing word?
Chris?
I want the points. I know it. It's walking.
Oh, walking.
Yeah. Then I'm walking
in Memphis. Oh, my God, it is.
10 points each. It doesn't matter that you copied him. 10 feet off a beam. Nice.
We're a team.
Good One team. More. Yeah. Rihanna. It feels like more than distance between. Difficult, that one, I think. Do you want to hear it again?
Yes. It feels like more than distance between us in this f***ing
bed. We're 10,000 miles apart. What are you saying?
Is it Californian or California?
Oh, you know it. Yeah, it is something like that. I'm just going to in this massive bed.
In this massive... So the missing word is massive bed.
That's the one.
And yours is...
California. In this
California. Yes, Grimshaw.
Nice one, man.
Nick Grimshaw is ahead on points. Yes, on today's Oh, What's Occurring? Thanks for playing last minute.
That's okay.
Always rely on you.
If my show's rubbish tonight, can we call upon you? Because actually what I was doing was prep for tonight.
Just call me.
Yeah? Oh, What's Occurring?
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.